Good morning. Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasha. I am so excited you're here today and listening because today we are going to talk about why do home sellers empty their home? And here are three reasons to keep your stuff. That's what we're going to talk about because I know the fall time is coming and that's the next biggest moving season coming up. Spring is the biggest one, and then fall timeframe is another one. So today's episode is sponsored by 30 Easy Tips to Get Your House Ready to Sell. It is a checklist, and if you are a stressed out homeowner who needs to get your house sold now, this checklist is for you. It helps you focus on what really matters in getting your house sold faster. Because I've actually created this checklist based on my experience in moving 7 times in 16 years. These are the things that you need to focus on. We're talking about exterior, interior, decluttering, what to update, and give you some what you need to clean so that give you some tips there. So it gives you the absolute minimum steps to get your house ready for pictures because that's what you're trying to do is you're trying to impress the buyers and make it look move-in ready. So download these free checklist so that you can get your house sold faster, okay? So let's talk about why do home sellers empty their home? Well, there's a couple of reasons. For the most part, it's because sometimes, especially if it's military families, they've got orders and they've got to just go. They got to get out of Dodge, as the saying goes, right? So that's why sometimes you'll see empty homes. Sometimes people will empty it because they think that their old furniture is just so not picture perfect that they're like, oh, this just needs to just go. It's just better for it to all go away. Maybe it's old fashioned furniture. Maybe it's just been used a little bit more than you would want to show in pictures. And I can understand why, homeowners feel that way. They're like, oh, I don't want to show this. This is just, you know, it just doesn't look appealing whatsoever. And then another thing could be, well, they just don't want to do the effort of staging. Okay. They don't want to take the effort of removing things, having part of it here, having part of it there. And I can understand that, but really, let me talk about the reasons why you should have some things in your home when you are selling it, okay? So number one, let's talk about the empty rooms, all right? You're only hurting yourself when you have empty rooms because empty rooms actually look smaller than rooms with furniture. And you're probably thinking, no, it doesn't. It should look bigger. You would think so. Now, take a picture of an empty room, okay? And it just looks just the way you take, no matter what angle you take it at, whether it's straight on at an angle 45, whatever way you take it, it just looks like it doesn't look as big until you're actually standing in it, you know? And so that's what people are going to see when they see pictures of your home. They're going to look at the pictures. That's what gets them into the house. And if the rooms look small, they're like, I have a big sectional. I don't know if I could fit it in there. And unless your real estate agent has gone through the house and kind of convinced you, oh no, you should come and see this house, there's nothing pulling in that home buyer to come take a look at your house. So make sure that there's something in those rooms because with an empty room, there's no sense of scale. There's nothing in there that shows them, oh, this really is a big room. Look, I can fit a couch and a love seat and a table and a coffee table and all this stuff in here. And you realize, oh, well, okay, yeah. I've had that where a client of mine had his house. He's a real estate agent. It was actually a home flipper. He had the house on the market for 2 months, actually 70 days, until he finally called me up and said, hey, look, I need to get some furniture in here. And I look at the pictures. I said, yes, yes, you do, because every single room was empty. And so he had no bites or anything like that in those 70 days. I came in there, brought the rental furniture in, brought him some accessories and things like that, got it staged. I convinced him to retake the pictures because I said, look, you've taken the effort to get this house staged. Now get the pictures retaken and post them out on the web. Okay. And as soon as we did that, A week later, he had a full price offer on that house because the rooms did not look so small and so empty, right? So yes, make sure you have something in that room that gives you a sense of scale. And I'm not saying if you have an empty living room, just put in an armchair and that's it, or a little table and that's it. That tells you nothing. That just no, just don't. So make sure you have the absolute minimum in there. If you really can't, you know, but really, if you're going to make the effort and do it right. Okay. Don't half, you know, do it right. Okay. Number two, the second reason why you should keep your stuff in there is that only 10% of buyers can envision the space without furniture and know how and where to place it. So you're thinking, okay, as a home buyer, you may be walking through going, some of you may say, oh no, I prefer an empty room because then I can see it better. I can see it beyond the clutter, which is true. If there is a cluttered room, it is hard to imagine your stuff in there. That's true. Yes. But when it's empty, only 10% of people can actually imagine, oh, well, yeah, let's put this couch here. Let's put this bed here. Let's put this TV set here, whatever it may be. Okay. So they can't envision the space without the furniture. And when you place the things correctly, it actually makes the room feel bigger. Okay. So yeah, that's all part of staging, is a decluttering. So yes, you're going to have to remove some things that maybe you always loved putting in that one spot. But you know what? This is only temporary. It is. This is going to be tough love from Kasha. I'm sorry to tell you, but it is. This is no longer your home. This, you're selling it. You're moving into another one. And that's what you really need to look at. Okay. So put the furniture in the correct places, get it decluttered and get it sold. Okay. And then the third reason why you should keep your stuff is because when buyers are walking through an empty house, they actually walk through it faster, by the way, because there's nothing to see and there's nothing to pick on. While, yes, you know the furniture is not going to stay. As a buyer, you know the furniture is not going to stay unless, like, you asked for something that you want there, right? But they have nothing else to look at, and so they start picking on things like a little tiny crack in the wall or the flooring or something else. Now, as a home stager, I do not condone using paintings to cover up holes in the wall or rugs to cover up cracks in the floor. They're going to find it. You know, if there's a tile that's broken or a wooden floor that needs to be repaired, you know, get that stuff fixed, just get it done. So that the buyers are, you know, again, your house is move in ready. Okay. So basically buyers have nothing else to look at and they don't stay in the house longer. You know, you want people to walk through your home and envision themselves in your home so they can plan out, okay, well, yes, I can, you know, this place has 3 bedrooms. This is fantastic. We need 3 bedrooms. You know, I like how they arrange the furniture. Oh, I see there's a lake, you know, outside, or there's a great view outside, or there's a great garden, whatever it is. You know, when you put people around and you have furniture in there, yes, they will probably sit on the furniture, like the couch or the chair or something. I know you're probably going, yeah, they will, just so you know. Just so they can imagine themselves, you know, well, do I feel comfortable in this house? Can I sit here and imagine myself sitting here, you know, on the porch, in the living room, watching TV, whatever it may be? They do that, okay? Just get over it. I don't know what else to tell you. They're going to do that, okay? So those are the 3 reasons why you should keep your stuff. And pictures are the biggest thing. Those are the ones that sell, and that's what's going to be on the internet to get your buyers to come through and into your home so that they can make an offer. Okay. So I highly recommend you don't empty out your home if you can really help it. I know some people are just, nope, it's just easier for me. Okay. It just can take longer to sell an empty home, just so you know. Okay. So if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me via Facebook. You can find me out there, Blue Diamond Staging and Design. And like I said, I'll put a link in for the 30 easy tips to get your house ready to sell that you can do yourself It just takes the time and effort on your part to get that done. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later.